Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joanna Brandy's here. Joanna has been a member of our Brain Trust now since the beginning, almost. She's a January 98 model. We got her right out of high school, and she's the president of the Joanna Brandy & Company, and she is the author of I don't know how many books, Winning at Customer Attention, 51 Ways to Stay Positive in a Changing, Challenging, and Somewhat Negative World. And she's the positivity coach that we all need to have hanging out with us all the time. Joanna Brandy, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim, and good morning.
It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience before you got here, to paraphrase that old song, we can't promise our employees a rose garden, but we can show them how to deal with difficult situations, the challenges of life and business, in a positive way. In fact, being positive about something that's about to eat you alive is the way to fix it, isn't it?
Well, some version of that, Jim. Some version of that. Looking for the good in every situation will get you that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looking for good in situations, being asset-focused. So asking the question, what's good about this? What's going well and why? What's possible here? I think for especially this last year, questions served people better than answers.
To explain.
Well, when a leader frames things in a more open fashion rather than always having all the answers, which I think leadership of yesterday was about the answers, right? Not everybody had all the information, so we relied on our leaders who had the information to tell us what to do. And that has so gone away because ever since we've been able to find out stuff for ourselves, we can get the information ourselves now.
Mm-hmm.
We can, and sometimes can find even some people are better at finding information than the leaders that they're with. So it's really about, can the leader frame a question in such a way that people will be able to rise to whatever the challenge is?
Well, one of the things that has helped me, even though I'm still a work in progress, to accomplish what you're talking about is to try to be less presumptuous. When you call on a customer, you're mining gold, right? You're looking for gold. And the gold is not what you can presume to know about them, because that's going to get you coal in your socket at Christmas. The gold that you seek is in the head of the customer, and it's things that you don't know that you will only learn if you, as you said, ask them questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the people around you and your employees, right?
Well, they're your internal customers, so yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So ask them questions. Go ahead, continue that.
Well, having some good questions at your fingertips so that you can ask them questions. You know, I think the posture of being curious.
How about this question, Joanna? How about this question? What would you do right now?
That's a great question. That's a great question. What would you do right now? Because it really forces someone to look internally and perhaps come up with something they might not have mentioned before, right?
And you could say, and then if you're trying to get back to your alligators and they're bringing you another alligator that's perilous but not existential, you could say, you know what, that's not a bad idea. Go try that, but only go this far. Come back before you go farther than that. Right?
That's,
I mean, give them some rope and let them take it out.
Well, that's how I feel. Years ago, I was speaking at a conference with the then CEO of Harley-Davidson, and I can't remember his name. See his face, but can't remember his name. And he talked about giving people freedom with fences.
I
really loved
that
picture. You know, give people a lot of freedom, but put a little something around it so that they're not in danger of overstepping.
Free range doesn't mean that there are no fences, right? Have free range employees with fences, right?
Yeah, some guidelines, guardrails, if you will,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when they go a little bit too far, you can have a conversation with them about, you know, what just went down and what were the consequences and why it worked or why it didn't work.
And by definition, that kind of confidence, that kind of authority extension is a positive move, isn't it?
I believe it is. I believe it is. It fits in the framework of what I teach as far as positive leadership.
Right.
That having that curious, inquisitive, mm-hmm. and respectful, not just doing it to be curious, but also to be respectful, because we want to hear their answers. We want to consider their answers. I think that the toughest thing is when you feel that you're not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that shuts people down a lot.
That's negative. That's the opposite of positive. That's negative.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I think this has been, you know, we all know that this has been the most challenging year and a half that we've ever had. Any leader that's done a good job, or you know, during this period, should be applauded. I mean, it's
right.
been such a difficult time for everyone, and especially leaders, because leaders' emotions are magnified. You know what leaders do. Everybody's watching. Everybody's watching to see what the leader does. So this has been such a challenging time, and it's been, you know, a time of all of us needing to understand our humanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're working from home, and lots of people were working from home, maybe not now, but tons of people working from home, and you know, Zoom calls now included the dogs and the kids and the, you know, all the stuff that could happen at home,
right.
in the middle of things. It really humanized everybody.
Mm.
Everybody.
Well, the main thing, folks, that we're hoping to get across is that positivity isn't playing the Pollyanna's glad game. Positivity is a best practice, and it's throughout all of your best practices. So use it, extend it, leverage it, take advantage of it, build a culture on top of it. We'll talk some more about all this with our good friend Joanna Brandy right after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.